light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
Stack Lewis didn't have a friend in the entire country. From the railhead at Big Bend to the distant ranges of Thunder Mountain, people were afraid of Stack Lewis. Nevertheless, people generally tried to get along with him. For various reasons. Now, walking through the town of Twin Forks with Sheriff Matt Raynor, Stack Lewis smiled as he talked. A smile of wealth, power, arrogance.
This will be the richest place in America, west of the Mississippi. You can take my word for it, Raynor.
Sure like to know how you get your information sometimes.
This fellow Wilson, from what I've heard about him, is just the man we need. Can't understand why he ain't got here yet.
He'll come. Don't worry about that.
Let's go into the office. A couple of things I got to check over with him.
One thing about Wilson, he's plenty smart and he knows how to keep his mouth shut.
Oh, you've met him before, huh?
A couple of times.
Well, I just hope he gets here. He's half as smart as I've heard he is. Because if he... Well, howdy,
Name's Wilson, Mr. Lewis.
Yeah, you satisfied now as to how smart this hombre is?
How'd you get in this office, Wilson? I spent $16 for a patent lock on the door.
I spent 9 years in prison learning how to open them patent locks. Yep, a fellow learns a lot in the big house. Come on in. Sit down.
Thanks.
I got your letter a week ago up in the Sawtooth Country.
Well, reckon you're interested in a job, huh?
Maybe.
I got a piece of work that'll take you probably a week, more or less.
Sounds interesting. How much?
$1,000 if you do it right.
Sounds crooked. How crooked is it, Lewis?
The Union Pacific is building west from the railhead at Big Bend.
Yeah?
I happen to know they're sending surveyors into the valley. Be here any day.
Mm-hmm.
I want a man smart enough to find out where that line's coming through before these farmers get wise, see?
I'm way ahead of you, Lewis. You figure to get in fast and buy up the right-of-way from the sodbusters. And then when the time's ripe, sell it to the railroad at your own price.
I'll pay $1,000 for the information. From what I've heard about you, Rocky, you're smart enough to find out what I want to know.
Maybe. Maybe I could be smart enough to double-cross you and take all the gravy. You ever think of that?
I thought of that, which is why the sheriff is sitting in on this deal.
Now, you're getting ahead of me.
Let's educate this smart hombre, Sheriff. Show him what you were showing me the other day.
Yeah. Got a couple of notices here from up north.
Here, let me have them. Reward notices, Rocky. From up in Sawtooth County. Ain't that where you just come from?
Go on. Get down to bedrock, fella.
One here says, wanted for the murder of John Layton.
John Layton?
Seems like old man Layton died a week or so ago. Just about the time you left the Sawtooth. It was Layton that sent you to prison, wasn't it?
Let me see that notice.
Here's a couple of more, Rocky. One for robbing the Wells Fargo and another for snatching the Timberline payroll. You get around, don't you, boy?
Give me those. So you figure this stuff gives you plenty of leverage, huh? You figure you can snap your fingers and Rocky Wilson's gonna jump, is that it? Suppose I was to tell you, gents, I didn't know anything about them things that happened up in the Sawtooth. Suppose I said I didn't even know John Layton was dead. Suppose I told you that I never even got those...
Suppose we quit kidding each other, Wilson, and get down to bedrock like you said. You want to travel up to Big Bend and find out just where the railroad's going to go through this valley?
Would you like to travel back to Sawtooth with handcuffs on?
You see, Rocky, ordinarily, I could get the information myself. Easy. But up around the railhead, well, folks know me, see? I can't...
And I know you as well as I want to, Lewis. Find someone else to do your dirty work. As far as I'm concerned, you and this two-bit tin
stock... Hold it, Rocky! This cannon makes an awful big hole in a man. And one of them reward notices says, dead or alive. Let's sit down and talk it over, huh?
Sure. If you want to sit down, you can sit down too, Mr. Lewis.
Oh, stop him, Rainer. Don't let him get away.
I think I hit him, Stack.
Get a posse together. You bring Mr. Rocky Wilson back to me and watch me make him change his mind.
Tonto, keeping his paint pony close to the timberline, had been watching the strange actions of the distant rider for several minutes. Suddenly...
Get him up! Out!
An hour later, the Indian was explaining what had happened to his friend, the mystery rider of the plains, the Lone Ranger.
Have to watch fella a long time, see him fall from horse... Me get him. Bring him here to camp.
Just in time. Dan, get me some more clean bandage.
Yes, sir.
You'll be all right, but he's lost a lot of blood. Bound to be weak for a while.
Fella come to now. What you say his name, Kemosabe?
Wilson. Rocky Wilson, according to the reward notices we found in his pocket. He's wanted up north on several charges, including murder.
Fella not look like outlaw.
That's why some of them are so successful, because they look honest.
Here's some more bandage.
Fine, thanks. Now, we'll finish this job. Easy, mister. We're almost finished here.
Masked man.
No reason for you to be alarmed about a masked man, is there?
What do you mean?
We wanted to find out who you were. Found a few reward notices in your pocket.
Got them from Rainer.
Sheriff Matt Rainer?
Yeah. Got prison record. Rainer and Stack Lewis tried...
Wait, Rocky. Let me finish bandaging your shoulder. And you can tell us all about it. Jack Lewis wants to buy up the right-of-way before the Union Pacific starts to survey.
He knows the UP men are used to paying big prices. And right now, the way things are in the valley, he can buy them farmers out of their quarter sections for a song.
I'm wondering why you turned him down, Wilson. Or wasn't his $1,000 offer enough to suit you?
Me with about 6 bits in my jeans? $1,000 looks awful big right now. But not big enough to make me want to fatten that buzzard's bankroll.
If Stack Lewis does buy up that right away, the farmers will get next to nothing for their land. And when they find out what's happened, The railroad will have trouble. Lots of trouble.
They'll have trouble. What about me? That rotten Matt Rayner. By now, he's probably sent word of the law up in the Sawtooth country. They'll be hunting me like a locoed killer wolf. Shoot him on sight.
Well?
Well, what?
Isn't that what you expected when you broke the law?
Listen, masked man. I broke the law. Once. Killed a snake that needed killing. And took my medicine for it. 9 years in prison. But these others, what's the use of asking people to believe an ex-convict?
Rocky, give me those reward notices, will you?
Well, how come? What are you figuring to do?
If you're telling the truth, I'll help you. If you're lying to me, then you can be sure I'll help the law put you where you belong.
Now, wait a minute.
Tonto, I want you and Dan to ride into Big Bend for me.
Yes, sir.
While you're doing that, I'm going to Twin Forks and check up on what Rocky Wilson has told us. Here, Silver. Come here, boy.
Hey, what the... Hey, you called that white horse Silver. And a minute ago, you called the engine Tonto.
Get easy,
what
Silver.
The...
Easy, big fella. You'll be all right in this camp until we return, Wilson. No one will find you here.
I've always heard that when the Lone Ranger makes a camp, it's pretty hard to find.
Easy, big fella. I'll be back soon, and maybe I'll have a job for you, Wilson. Come here, Tonto, and I'll tell you what to do in Big Bend. Now, come here, Dan.
Throughout the day, the sheriff and his men scoured the countryside, returning wearily to Twin Forks at dark, having lost all trace of the fugitive Rocky Wilson. And long after the posse had gone to their homes, Sheriff Matt Rayner sat in his office talking to Stack Lewis.
We're hunting him tomorrow, starting at daybreak.
Tomorrow? If you couldn't find him today when you had a plain trail to follow, how do you expect to find him tomorrow?
Hey, look.
Well, if it ain't Mr. Rocky Wilson.
I've been thinking your proposition over, Stack.
Yeah, you what? Come in and shut the door.
I want you to know I had nothing to do with them things that happened up in the Sawtooth, see?
Is that what you come back for? To tell us that?
No. But I got a record. And up there, I don't reckon nobody would believe me anyway.
Well, now you're beginning to show some sense.
Wait a minute. Rocky, that's a nasty wound you got there.
Yeah, bad enough.
I always wondered how a fellow would manage to bandage his own shoulder with one hand. And that's a pretty neat job of bandaging. Who done it for you?
Well, I kind of passed down on the trail from losing so much blood. I fell off my horse.
Yeah? And what?
Well, some redskin come along. When I come to, I was in his camp.
Mm-hmm. I reckon he ain't lying, Stack. It would have taken an engine to hide tracks like that hombre did.
Yeah. So then you got scared of the engine hearing about the rewards offered for you and beat it, eh?
Well, a fella hates to have the law chasing him all the time. Especially for something he never done.
Well, you know how much weight that story would hold up in a Sawtooth, don't you?
Well, I got some things here the sheriff could send back for identification to prove someone drilled me here. A wallet.
Sure. That and your gun belt, Rocky.
My gun belt? All right. That ought to convince him I'm dead. Here you are, Sheriff.
Sheriff, you can call off the posse in the morning. Tell him it was all a mistake. And you, Wilson, you're taking the next stage to Big Bend.
Sure.
And if you don't find out, we'll be sending more than your wallet and gun belt back to the Sawtooth.
We'll
be sending you, Rocky, in a wooden box. That ought to convince him, huh, Sheriff?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. A scene of excitement was at the Union Pacific offices in Big Bend. It was 2 days after the meeting between Stack Lewis, Sheriff Rayner, and Rocky Wilson.
Hey, you suppose they got the payroll?
Well, hard to tell you what they got. The boy sure acts excited about it.
Now, men, please get back to your job.
Well, what about the payroll?
The payroll has not been disturbed.
All right.
Hey, here comes the sheriff. Make way up there.
Howdy, Luke. Hello, Jim. Hi, boys.
Hi, Sheriff.
Howdy, Mr. Collins. What's this I hear about a robbery?
Glad to see you, Sheriff Rayner. Mighty glad. Come in.
Got here as fast as I could. What happened?
It may have been a false alarm, Sheriff. At any rate, I hope so.
Huh?
The only thing I'm certain of is that I'll have to get busy quick. No telling how much that fella found out.
What's that? Didn't hear what you said, Mr. Collins.
Well, excuse me, I was thinking out loud. You see, Sheriff, it may be that the burglar didn't get what he came after.
Oh?
The payroll was in the safe, but the night watchman must have scared him away just in time. The
fella got away, huh?
Yes, but I can tell you this much. Whoever burgled this office was a professional safecracker. There's the safe, wide open, just like I found it.
Yeah. But nothing missing, huh?
There are some mighty important plans in there, Sheriff. Things that mean a lot to the future of the Union Pacific. But they're still there, so I guess the crook would be empty-handed.
Any idea who done the job?
Only what the watchman said. He swears he saw the burglar and that he was either a one-armed man or a man with a crippled right arm.
That don't sound possible.
That's exactly what I told the watchman. By the way, Sheriff, I'll be coming over to Twin Forks today. I might stay a day or so. Tell Jim Dorgan over at the hotel to save me a room, will you?
Sure. You bet, Mr. Collins. Yeah, I better get started now trying to find that fellow's trail.
Good luck to you, Sheriff.
Don't worry. We'll catch him for you.
I feel sorry for Rocky Wilson if you do catch him, my friend. Now to follow the Lone Ranger's instructions and send a telegram to the United States Marshal.
Collins is coming over to Twin Forks for a couple of days, huh?
Right. And if you ask me, that bird is mighty suspicious.
Hmm. It's funny Wilson didn't grab that payroll.
Yeah, like I said, the night watch scared him away.
Well, just so he got what I sent him after, and providing he don't try to double-cross us, I'm satisfied.
You have to act plenty fast, Lewis. Collins is coming over here for just one reason, and that's to start buying the right-of-way from the farmers.
I can't do a blame thing till Wilson gets here. For all we know, maybe he didn't find out nothing. Maybe...
It's Wilson, Stack. Well, come on in.
You sure made a mess of that job, mister.
First time I ever had to break into a place with one arm, Lewis. But I got the dope you wanted.
You did? Are you sure? Where is it?
Right here. I copied it down word for word. Believe me, that was a job.
Let me see that.
There you are.
Mm. The north rim of the valley... Start surveying the 19th. Well, that's today. You sure you got this straight, Wilson?
Just like it was wrote down, word for word.
The north rim. That takes you to Myers' place. Jeb Atkinson's. John Woodley's. The widow Danforth. Well, they're sure taking up the biggest chunk of the valley. Come on, Sheriff. There's one way we can check on this information.
How?
By riding to the north rim. If those surveyors are working, we can watch them.
What about Wilson here? He ain't been paid off, you know.
Yeah. But you don't mind waiting till I get back, do you, Wilson? I'm in a hurry.
Huh? Oh, no, not at all, Stack. Go on, right ahead.
Good. Come on, Sheriff. We can take care of Rocky when we get back.
Mr. Collins at the hotel in Twin Forks, Dan. Yeah, give him this message.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
Yes. Ask him to show this telegram to Rocky Wilson and the United States Marshal. I think it will explain itself.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Toto. Follow Dan into town. Keep an eye on him. I'll meet you there this evening.
What about Stack Lewis, feller, and Sheriff?
If my plan works, they'll be well taken care of.
Me hope Lewis feller's plan not work.
Stack Lewis came to this valley several years ago. Got possession of the land for next to nothing. Sold it to the farmers in piecemeal lots.
Him get plenty rich, too.
Yes, most of the land was useless for farming. And a good many people went broke. Now he figures to buy it back and double his money again. Lewis knows that Collins is in town. And he knows why. He'll have to act fast. So do we. Now, let's go.
Steady, big fellow. Easy. Which way you go, Kemosabe?
The North Rim, to see some people named Myers, Atkinson, Woodley, Danforth, and several others. Adios.
Adios.
Come on. Get
off.
Get off.
Stack Lewis and the sheriff watched the two men working with Severe's equipment for a long time until they were convinced that the transit was being run directly along the north rim of the valley. Then...
Steady now.
I've seen enough, Sheriff. You hike back to Twin Forks and take care of that Wilson gent, Sammy.
Don't worry.
I've got some calls to make. Get up there.
Truth, Mr. Lewis, I hadn't figured on selling the place.
I can make you a right good offer, Jeb. $1,500.
$1,500? Why, shucks, I paid you $2,000.
Sure, I know, but
and
now...
I put plenty of hard work on the place. Nope, I ain't interested, not for $1,500. For $2,500, it's a deal.
$2,500? Listen, Jeb, you know this place ain't worth that kind of money.
It is to me, Stack. It's mine, bought and paid for. I reckon I can put my own price on it.
Now listen to reason, Jeb.
Take it or leave it. I ain't anxious to sell out.
You got the papers here?
Sure.
All right, then. Let's get the deal over with. I'm in a hurry.
Don't know why you're so all fired anxious to buy me out, Stack, but... I sure don't care about selling to you.
You only paid $1,800 for this place.
Yeah, more than it was worth.
I'll give you $2,000, cash money.
I'll take $3,000, also cash money, Lewis.
Something had happened along the North Rim. Something which Stack Lewis couldn't understand. For years, the impoverished farmers have been trying to get away from the valley at any price. And now, suddenly, the price of their farm soared skyward. It was late afternoon when Lewis arrived at the rundown farm operated by the widow Danforth.
So you want to buy the place, huh? Why?
Well, I heard you've been trying to sell, Mrs. Danforth, ever since your man died.
Nonsense. Don't need a man. Do more chores and keep the profit.
Profit on this busted-down quarter section?
It'll show a profit one of these days, I reckon. Maybe real soon.
Well, I ain't got time to bicker with you. I'll give you $1,500 cash money for the place.
Oh, will you now? After telling me when I bought it that someday it'll be worth $3,000 or $4,000. far as I'm concerned, well, that someday is arrived.
What? You mean you're gonna...
I paid $2,000 for this quarter section, Lewis. I'd like to double my money, same as you do. And 2 times 2 is 4. Now take it or leave it, mister.
Now, wait a minute, Mrs. Danforth.
I can wait a year if necessary, but the price will go up.
But $4,000?
Who knows? Maybe someday the railroad will come through here, and then, well, land sakes alive, I might get $6,000 or $7,000 from the railroad people the way they...
All right, I'll take it. For $4,000, get the papers.
Hurriedly, Stack Lewis completed the transaction, and with the ownership of the Widow Danforth place, Lewis was in possession of the entire north rim of the valley. Then he mounted his horse and raced back to Twin Forks.
Oh, ho, ho!
Arriving at Twin Forks, Stack Lewis found the place in a state of wild celebration. The single street was crowded with farmers and their families, singing, cheering. Quickly, the ex-gambler dismounted before the sheriff's office.
Well, I got her done, Sheriff. Bought out every last one of them. Listen to them celebrate.
I've been listening for quite a spell, Stack.
Every last one of them put the price up on me. Atkinson, Myers, the widow Danforth. But I didn't have time to argue. I bought them at their own price. Well, just wait till they learn what the railroad's going to pay for that land.
Stack, you better slow down a minute.
Huh?
While you was out throwing your money away, Collins was busy buying the right-of-way for the Union Pacific.
Collins? What?
The whole thing was a frame-up. The news that Rocky brought us about the railroad going through the North Rim. Even them surveyors you and me saw this afternoon.
Wait a minute.
The UP's building straight through on the south rim of the valley, right along the river. That land you bought this afternoon is worthless. buckle on these guns, and we'll go take care of Mr. Wilson and his friends right now.
I don't understand.
They made fools out of us, Stack. That's why the whole town is celebrating. Farmers from the north who unloaded their worn-out farms on you at fancy prices. Farmers from the south who sold out to Collins. Wilson Collins and the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
He was behind the whole thing. It was his Indian pal, Tano, helped Rocky Wilson the day he got away from here.
Come on. Let's go find Wilson and his friend, the Lone Ranger.
That won't be necessary, Lewis. And don't make a move for that gun unless you mean it.
Hey, folks! Look at Mr. Stack Lewis, the big landowner!
Lewis, I reckon you owe me $1,000.
Why, you dirty double-crossing...
Want to try for yours, Sheriff? All right, Marshal, these are your men.
Lewis, you and the sheriff can face about and march into that jailhouse.
Wilson, you lied to me.
Don't you believe it. I got the information from the UP office and Big Ben just like you wanted. Of course, I didn't bother to tell you that the Lone Ranger went to Collins and had him plant it there just for you.
You can give Rocky the telegram from Sawtooth now, Mr. Collins. Come on, Toto.
From Sawtooth?
It's from John Layton, Rocky.
But Layton, he's dead.
Those reward notices the sheriff and Lewis showed you were fakes.
And, Rocky, I'm going to see that you collect $1,000 from Mr. Stack Lewis. We'll let him pay for his own capture.
But those farmers up on the North Rim, how did they get wise?
The Lone Ranger, Mr. Lewis. But... he rode the whole length of that North Rim just ahead of you, telling folks what you was up to.
Inside, Lewis. You too, Sheriff. Get moving.
Too bad you and the sheriff can't join up in the celebration, Lewis. Come on, folks.
Come on, boys. Come on, fellas.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.